You're listening to About Bradford with Claire Kearns on BCB 106.6 FM. Impressions Gallery, in partnership with Autograph ABP, presents a retrospective of James Barner's street and studio photographs entitled Ever Young. On the line now is Head of Programme Pippa Oldfield to tell us more about it. Good morning, Pippa.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
So, Pippa, give us some background on the photographer.
James Barner is a photographer from Ghana. He's now 82, and we're presenting a big survey show of his whole career, basically, from when he began as a photographer in Africa in the 1950s.
And can you talk us through the exhibition? What kind of photographs are included in it?
Yeah, well, we're just installing at the moment. We're very excited because it's opening on Friday, so we're just putting the finishing touches to it. Basically, a lot of the exhibition are pictures of people, their portraits, some in black and white and some in colour, from his studio Ever Young, which he set up in 1959 in Accra. And it was a really fashionable studio for people to come and have their picture taken. Everybody from performers, politicians, civil servants, newlyweds, people having graduation photos. So you've got all a range of all kinds of people going there to have their picture taken.
So it must be a really good historical archive then.
It's an amazing archive, yeah, because it covers the period when Ghana was achieving its independence. In the 50s, and then in 1959 James moved to London and carried on working as a photographer here, and he worked for Drum magazine, which was a very influential African culture magazine. So he produced documentary work for them, and he also did a lot of fashion pictures as well. So in the 60s section we see a move into colour, amazing, beautiful, rich colour, and images of very fashionable swinging 60s ladies that were produced, reproduced in Drum magazine.
So as an entire package, the retrospective, where's it already shown?
It has actually only been shown in London at Rivington Place with Autograph, who are the organisers and curators of the show. And it's also been shown at the South Africa National Gallery in Cape Town. So it's only the third time it's been shown. We're really privileged to be able to bring it to Bradford.
Yeah, it's quite a coup, really.
It's quite a coup, yeah. We are hoping that James will be coming over from Ghana, where he is at the moment. He lives in London, but he spends a lot of time there still. We've managed to persuade him to come over for the 10th of August, the Saturday, and he's going to be giving a talk about his work in the gallery.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, I haven't met him yet. I've spoken to him on the phone. He sounds a lovely man, really fascinating. Got tons of stories about his life and work, so I think that will be a really fantastic event. And it's free and everyone's welcome to attend that.
So when does the exhibition actually open to the public?
It opens on Friday. Opens on Friday. It runs throughout the summer, and our opening days are Tuesday to Saturday, 11 till 6, and we're open late on Thursdays as well. And it runs all the way until the 31st of August.
And do people need to book for the talk?
Yeah, we'd suggest that although the event is free, we do get very busy, and I think because of I think James will be really popular, so we'll would advise people to give us a ring and book. And the number is 01274 737 843, or you can book online at www.impressions-gallery.com, and that's for the talk on Saturday the 10th of August at 2 p.m.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Well, thank you for telling us all about that. I'll let you get back to unpacking those fantastic
photographs. finishing it all off now, so thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.